Scott, who knew the futuristic Jetson flying vehicles might be incorporated into farming practices today. Another aspect of the future of farming has begun. A session at the July 12 Scott Field Day included the topic of drone use in spraying for ag producers. Guests were taken to several test plot sites throughout the Scott Research Farm via people movers and once at a location where a presentation was given. Each guest was instructed to put on a pair of shoe covers before exiting the transportation to ensure no contaminants were taken onto any site. The drone test site presentation reviewed the belief that a drone's precision may help reduce chemical use. Agriculture drones date back to the 1990s. Wikipedia says Yamaha introduced the first unmanned helicopter for crop dusting. Reduction in chemical applicate rates result because drones can spray pesticides more purposefully over small areas as well as spray with higher accuracy than post-boom sprayers, tractors or piloted aircraft. Field trials have taken place to ensure drone spraying methods are getting it right. While there was no drone demonstration at the session presented at Scott Field Day, information provided an interesting look into the future of farming. Jennifer Ballantini, research site manager, AAFC Pest Management Center, presented the session on drone versus conventional sprayer pesticide residue study. Attendees heard Ballantini talk of their big learning curve in doing trials for regulator purposes as technology is moving rapidly, but regulatory systems do not work that quickly. Four different crops were involved in the trials and the team worked with Health Canada to determine the best crops to trial, with each crop undergoing three individual tests, using two different types of drones. The team compared drone application to other applications. 12 field trials are scheduled this year and we are hoping to speed up analysis in the time frames, said Ballantini. Ballantini noted there are other regulations involved with drones themselves and working with licensed operators. The best case scenario for timeline is still a few years away for conventional chemicals to get a full evaluation, adds Ballantini. Ballantini told those in attendance that three biological products are registered now for use with this spraying method. Representing Innovation Credit Union, Renee Fieser attended the Scott Field Day for the first time, with the newest team member at the Wilkie Advice Center, Corleen Bannerman, who will be specializing in agriculture with innovation. The presentations were informative and interesting. I am curious to see how far drone technology will come in this area, Fieser said of the drone presentation. One of the challenges I see is capacity of the sprayers and frequent refilling. It is very important for a financial institution to be in touch with ag practices and their changes. This provides us with the ability to adapt to the ever-changing needs of our members in this industry, adds Fieser. Fieser serves a mixed role with Innovation Credit Union as he deals with agriculture-based accounts, in addition to other portfolios.